Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Kajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. My friends, get to tradcatnight.blogspot.com daily. It's updated daily. Make sure your friends, family members, church members are aware of this apostolate. We are highly unique and cover areas and material that other quote-unquote traditionalists simply will not touch, lest they be called crazy or a conspiratorial type or so on and so forth. And as I've been mentioning, I'm trying to do my best to keep you up to date on all the latest happenings from around the world as we head closer to the fruition of the third Secret of Fatima. Make sure you subscribe to Trad Cat Night and click the notification button right now here on YouTube. Trad Cat Night is one of the hottest podcasts available. Podcasts coming at various points now, Monday through Friday, live call-in shows on the weekends. And Tradcat Night material can be found on Veterans Today, Minds.com, PewTube, BitChute, Steemit, DTube. You can listen in to these talks via your phone now. Just get the apps, download it, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, Player.fm, SoundCloud.com. You can sign up there, and on a daily basis, when a talk is updated, you should be notified, and you can listen via your phone. Don't forget about the sister site, tradcatnight.org, and of course, you can search Tradcat Night across any major social media outlet and stay plugged into the information, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Google+. And I highly encourage you all to get to the new group. Well, it's not necessarily new anymore. It's about a year old. It's called Traditional Catholic on Facebook, and you can get there and interact with the other 18,000-plus members there. And so I highly encourage you to do so. I apologize for not doing a show yesterday. Basically what had happened, folks, and I got some emails on this, just trying to make sure that it was okay. On Saturday night, while talking with Leo Zagami at around 9 o'clock, I was just booted off the air. I tried to log back into the studio, and I tried for about 10 to 15 minutes and realized it just wasn't going to work. So I ended the episode. So we got about 2 hours in instead of 3 hours. Still have no idea why. And then on Sunday, I had an unexpected family member arrive around dinner time. So had to cancel that show. So I'm okay on my end. I hope that you are all okay. And what I wanted to do for today's broadcast, since we're seeing so much Days of Lot news, whether it's the transgender agenda, whether it's the LGBT agenda, whether it's the attempt to try to normalize pedophilia now. I did an article some years ago entitled "The New Love is Just the Same Old Masked Hate." What do I mean by that? We'll stay tuned and we'll break this down with rainbows and gay pride equating to the New Age / occult and Luciferianism that we're seeing in our time. So we have those with hatred towards the truth have come up with new catchy and seductive slogans to make it appear like these sins are okay. The normalization of lies, basically. We know in our times, truth have become lies. Those holding to the truth are seen as weirdos, outsiders, crazy, conspiratorial types, Pharisees, people who are too rigid, or fake news. This is the propaganda that they have to get across in mainstream media. Take a look at what's going on in the conciliar church, who does not have the truth. They have a phony, new baloney, Novus Ordo religion, where Protestant sects are a means of salvation. Jews and Muslims worship the same true God. Religious liberty is now a truth in the conciliar church. And so on and so forth. It's baloney. It's lies. This is not a development in doctrine. This is a rupture from doctrine. So that's what makes us true Catholics. We didn't break off from tradition like the conciliar church has. We didn't just come up with erroneous opinions off of the top of our heads like Luther or some other heretic. No, we actually follow what the church teaches by way of her universal magisterium, whether it be extraordinary or ordinary. And we follow that. And then we see this clear rupture. Principles already previously condemned by the church are now being taught now. So what can a Catholic do? Well, we hold on to tradition and we keep ourselves separated from the heretical buildings. They have the buildings, we have the faith. So in a world where Lucifer's false light predominantly reigns, in a world where basically Catholic terms have been perverted by the modernists who have, quote-unquote, taken up the modern world, we find ourselves in the devil's latest trick of misconstruing what it should be identified or called love these days. Right? As John Paul II said, the new civilization of love, he said at Gandhi's grave. It's highly New Age, highly Teilhardianish, highly occultic, highly communist / socialist. This is not Catholicism. This is not what we knew to be understood. And again, they've perverted every term. It's not just love, it's mercy, it's sharing, freedom. All of these words have been gutted out to mean something different because everything now has been rerouted unto man. Vatican II is a man-centered religion. So when you flip the dial, so to speak, and turn it away from God and turn it unto man, it changes the very definitions. It's an attempted change at the definitions of what we already knew to be Catholic. We are taught as Catholics that we must first have the truth, for truth and charity go hand in hand, does it not? And when truth is not given, love is not given. Right? So, as all of you know, I'm very blunt. I'm going to call a spade. And a lot of people label that as hate. You're so hateful. No, I'm so loving. I'm trying to get you off of hell's path. I'm trying to get you off of the highway of heresy. If I don't do that, it'll be on my head when I stand at my judgment. And Jesus will remind you at your judgment. Remember that crazy coup that you used to listen to and make fun of? He was right. As basic Catholic teaching, we know that the Sodomites have given themselves over to the unclean, if you will, on the account of giving up on truth. We'll get into that scripture later. Gays are not born that way, as Francis has tried to make it seem. This is pure poppycock propaganda suggesting they are. It is a choice, folks. This confirmation comes to us from the great Apostle Paul himself in Romans 1, 21 through 26. It is true those struggling with same-sex attraction do so, and it is a cross, but we must step back and analyze this latest movement. We have to get the bigger picture, which is further sweeping men into the New Age religion. It's all set up. This normalization of homosexuality and pedophilia. Indeed, in order to be tolerated in this modern world and in this new religion, where the Sodomites are given the same rights, illicitly, as those abiding in God's law, you must formally accept this propaganda. So right now we're in motion, we're shifting, right? Vatican II is a shift towards the formal New Age religion. This is how Sede Vacantists go wrong. The formal schism hasn't happened yet. This will occur when the true false prophet arises. And they're pushing Christianity out altogether from the mainstream society. To some degree, we're still tolerated now, but we won't be in the not-so-distant future, of course. This is why they have to use the buzzwords like fake news and what's coming out of Freemason Francis's mouth. You know, we're Pharisees, fundamentalists, whatever, dogmatists. How many people did you know and still know who identify themselves as Catholic, who on their own Facebook page have selected that gay pride rainbow to put across their avatar on Facebook? I must remind people what Pius XI said in Divini Redemptoris. The Catholic who does not live really and sincerely according to the faith he professes will not long be master of himself in these days when the winds of strife and persecution blow so fiercely, but will be swept away defenseless in this new deluge which threatens the whole world. And thus, while he is preparing his own ruin, he is exposing to ridicule the very name of Christian. found in the conciliar church. These people propagating the LGBT agenda. They're headed for ruin, Pius XI says, which is just a reiteration of scripture. They're calling themselves Catholic and yet are one breath away from hell. Does error have public rights? Of course not. According to Catholic teaching, the answer is no, but according to the new religion of Vatican II and the text themselves, yes. Now they do. Now error does have rights. This is why the new religion is so attractive to those who are moving with the world, unfortunately. You see, even the conservatives are liberals. This is why it's not a two-party system as it relates to truth and as it relates to the Catholic religion. This isn't a Republican slash Democratic thing or conservative versus liberal thing. This is a Catholic thing. This is a truth thing. Truth is not broken down into political parties. This is why Francis today is so attractive to the sodomites. These men are perverts, plain and simple. Who am I to judge, Francis has said over time? Because each man's conscience reigns supreme. And it's not truth. It's not defined revelation. No question, Francis is a subjectivist. And as Archbishop Lefebvre pointed out with Vatican II, it's highly subjectivist. It's highly syncretist. It's highly ecumenical in the false sense. Francis is a modernist, like those following Vatican II, who have given up on truth. And they follow lies. This is what scripture says. Men would have itching ears. And they basically cast aside truth for what they want to hear in these hours, which fits them, which suits the modern times. This is why God has to destroy it. The New World Order world must have every opinion hold equal footing. That is, except for us nasty real Catholics. This is what they want, a united humanity under the new peace and love of the false prophet and Antichrist. Take a look at some of the murals even at the Denver airport depicting all of this. This united humanity with people coming from all religions, sects, and nations. So who does truly hate, folks? Who does truly hate? Those who love the truth or those who follow the lies and hate the truth and now have a perverted sense of love? Love in reality to these souls who have given up on God's truth in reality hate the truth. That's the reality. They hate the truth. Did not our Lord say we would be persecuted by the world on the account of clinging to the truth? Jesus loved all, of course, but he did not stamp quote-unquote love as something wherein truth would be denied. Would Christ, or basically scripture perverting everything, we know that to happen with the modernists. It's basically a rewrite of the gospel, or in just certain areas saying, well, that didn't happen. But more oftentimes than not, coming with the modernists in the conciliar church, it's just misinterpretation of scripture over and over again. And yes, that can happen. Prelates are not robots, wherein they have the Holy Ghost 24/7 and they cannot utter heresy. You hear this from the comical modernists in the conciliar church. As if we didn't have crises before in the church. As if we didn't have the Arian crisis where 9 out of every 10 bishops fell into heresy. Would Christ ever support same-sex marriage and LGBT rights? Think about that. Think about where we are at now, folks. Only the perverted fool who has not God in him would dare get behind such a statement. The liberal has his own religion, as Archbishop Lefebvre points out, and thus perverts Christ and his teachings for their own selfish gain. They want to be seen as equals, and they can never be seen as such before God because of what they believe. So put up all the gay pride flags you want on your doorstep, you phony Catholic. On your Facebook page, you phony Catholic. God's radar is locked in and ready to be let loose on the world and the perverts who now occupy it. We have to have the mentality of the Catholic concept of love, not the world's new twisted new age phony version, which is being promoted by the mainstream and the Novus Ordo churches themselves. So as we slip further and further into perversion, do not be surprised over the next year or two by women deacons and women priests coming into the conciliar church, of intercommunion between heretics and phony Catholics with a K, because you shouldn't be in those buildings. Where Vatican II is taught, you cannot be. It's as simple as that. I don't care if your priest celebrates the Latin rite very beautifully. He's still a heretic if he follows Vatican II. Enough with the nonsense. Enough playing games with truth. This is why God is going to utterly smash the world and reconstruct it and draw down fire from heaven. He's had enough. The liberals, of course, hide behind tolerance, and yet it is this tolerance which is sin before God. Take a look back at the situation in Orlando with that shooting. It was a perfect storm because it was able to accomplish several things as planned. First, it could, and it can, further drag us into war against Islam. And again, look for more false flags to occur in this country in order to drag us into full-fledged major war. It also furthered the fear-mongering and get people to buy into the whole war on terror propaganda, which has an end of creating more of a police state, right? More of these false flags and hoaxes, the more they can get boots on the ground and set up the police state, and more of the gadgets and gadgets can spy on us. It'll give them an excuse to basically control and manipulate us more. So while you are out there putting up your gay pride statuses on Facebook and flags the New World Order is off in the distance, laughing at how many are so completely foolish. I actually was on Facebook the other day looking up some old friends and acquaintances, and actually a few girls that I dated before my conversion, and one of the girls that I dated many years ago, who claims to be a Catholic, that was actually her status. It was her face with a gay pride flag over it. This is the hour we are in. The phony Catholics surround us all. What about the latest attack on quote-unquote gays at this Orlando hoax, the shooting way back when, that I'm sure most of you remember? Gets everyone to feel sorry for them. It's kind of like with the Jews, right? The whole Holocaust thing. Get people to feel sorry for them. Get people to side with them now. They're the ones being attacked in the world. They're the ones not behind the New World Order. God forbid. They're not the ones who ran over into Palestine and started butchering people and said we are the chosen ones, when this is very clear that the Old Testament Jews is not the same thing as the New Testament Rothschild puppet state of Israel. Two separate things. The synagogue of Satan, who call themselves Jews, yet who are not. Are these people blind so as not to see this agenda? Take a look at what transpired yesterday. And this is the reason why I'm doing this talk today, is in relation to what transpired yesterday with the whole Boston Pride thing. How many people did you know, if you're living in that area, in your own families or friends, who were actually supporting this nonsense? Boston went right up on God's radar. There's an X now marked on Boston. So be prepared as Planet X in this binary system gets closer. There will be fiery brimstone headed the way of these liberal towns in which are promoting this sin and sinful lifestyle. I am amazed at the stupidity of Americans who are falling for this nonsense. This country is toast, and I mean that figuratively and literally. Lastly, as the New World Order plan would have it, They're going to do all they can and attempt to ban guns. This is pretty obvious. They have to, because it will make the eventual takeover of this country all the more easier. So it relates to what we're talking about today. Oh, you don't want to go along with homosexuals or okay with God? Guess what? You get a bullet in your head. Literally, one day. This plan is thoroughly thought out by the powers that be. What you see on TV has an agenda, folks. And those following the mainstream are dead ducks already. Yeah. You two who watch Fox News, you're done already. You're past the point of Catholicism if you're watching that brainwash and nonsense. They pertain to the false right crowd and are controlled by the Jews / Zionists. You're going to gobble up all the garbly-gook. I ask again, who hates? Who truly does hate? 2 or 3 weeks ago on the live show, I had some modernist noob chime in and trying to give his interpretation of various dogmatic councils, which is way off base. And I just noticed in his speech how effeminate it was. And I said, you sound like a flaming sodomite. And he said, well, I am. No surprise there. These people don't have the truth in them. Truth cannot reside in these individuals. They hate the truth. The bigot who is not tolerant of the sodomites who are trying to be normalized, or the sodomites and liberals who hate the truth. Who truly does hate in the end? Love wins, they say, is a hashtag. No, hate loses. That is your hashtag. You're going to lose. Just like it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. You're going to have your day, yes, but you are not going to pass through the great storm coming. You don't stand a chance. We have to continue to fight and press on, folks. They hate the fact that they should have no public rights because of their perversion. This is where we get the whole Marxist-Masonic version of equality, which is essentially promoted in this country. Liberty, fraternity, equality, solidarity, all buzzwords of the evil one himself. They hate the fact that they should have no public rights, right? They ultimately hate Catholicism in the end. What is even scarier are those in the Novus Ordo, it's heretical priests trying to defend the sodomites. There was one bishop in Connecticut who actually said Catholicism is partly to be blamed. Now this is going back a few years. No, you fool. You are the reason to be blamed. Because you have given up on Catholic truth and you follow the Novus Ordo religion of Vatican II, which is hiding behind liberty, equality, human dignity. These priests are every bit as perverted as the sodomites in reality. Perhaps worse because of their doctrine. They need to be avoided just like the sodomite. I repeat that for those of you out there who are still clinging to this notion that, well, I know what the truth is, and I'll basically take the truth into a Novus Ordo chapel. They are every bit as perverted as a sodomite, and they need to be avoided. I'm talking about communing with them now. I'm not saying to avoid them altogether in conversation, but you understand what I'm saying. This is the oldest tactic in the book by the devil, to keep using traditionally understood words but simply pervert their meanings through Orwellian newspeak, as Cornelia Ferrara points out. We talked about this on a live show that we did about 3 weeks ago. Rights to man or rights to God and his church. Under the false liberty prevailing in the world and in Vatican II New Church, we are arriving at that dark day that even the prophets of old warned us about. Can you imagine the day when God's wrath rains down on the sodomites and the liberals, and how they will beat their chest in pride because they know, because of the reality of how much they truly hate the truth. They will know at that point in time that God is doing this to them, and they'll beat their chests. It's recorded in Apocalypse 6, 15 through 16. This is why they're building underground cities now, and underground bunkers. They will flee and hide in these dens and in the rocks of mountains. And they will say, fall upon us and hide us from the face of him who sits upon the throne and his wrath. Does that sound like God was going along with the sodomite agenda and the modernist New religion, love you say? Not hardly. You are the pervert of true love because you hate the truth and you follow your passions and you follow the world rather than following Christ. They are followers of the false light of Lucifer, whose false prophet and supreme ruler is about to make his way onto the scene, as I've been warning, who's going to preach this quote-unquote same love. The rainbow flag is yet another sign of Lucifer. Truly, we are living in the last days. And again, as I mentioned in Romans 1:18 through 32, specifically it's 21 through 26, it talks about how these individuals had not glorified God nor given him thanks, became vain in their thoughts, and their hearts were darkened. They profess themselves to be wise, but they have become fools. Think about that. Look at the whole LGBT agenda. These people think they're very wise. They think they're very clever. They think they're getting away with, but they look like fools before God. God gives them up to the desires of their heart, unto uncleanness, to dishonor their bodies amongst themselves, who change the truth of God into a lie, verse 24 says. And they served creature rather than creator. For this cause, God gave them up to their shameful affections. And this is where we know women changed natural use into that which was against nature, in like manner the men did also. Homosexuality, lesbianism. Gave them up to their shameful affections because they gave up on truth. Therefore, if they don't have truth, they certainly can't have true love. Now, what do the Luciferians themselves have to say specifically about this rainbow? And you see this so often, obviously, in predictive programming on TV. There was even these two characters during the Olympics back in 2012, who oftentimes were dressed up in rainbow-covered outfits, and they would actually cross a rainbow bridge, seemingly from kind of from like another side of the world, over into where the Olympics were. The following article deals with the symbolism of the Star of Azazel, and specifically of the Lucifer Lodge, beginning with a text contemplating the meanings of the rainbow and the light. These both have been addressed in many vivid texts and are truly important symbols in occultism. So they obviously have a perverted notion of the rainbow as we do with Catholics, just like they pervert the notion of the double-headed eagle Freemasons do. Wherein in the Catholic religion we're taught that the double-headed eagle represents the church and state. We of course know the inverted cross. The cross of St. Peter has been denoted to mean something completely different. So they take Catholic symbols and basically pervert it. And with the rainbow, basically, it represents regeneration in the proper sense, right, after Noah's flood. And this is what they think is about to happen with the age of Aquarius coming. That with the passing of Planet X, they think that they're going to get their Luciferian New Age implanted, when in reality, God's going to exterminate them and anyone who follows the Antichrist and all of the enemies of the Catholic Church, as we know. And we are going to reign through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's going to take us through. The most common view is that the rainbow is the union between man and God, heaven and earth, man's lower personal constitution and the higher self. Against this is all tying into how New Agers and occultists believe. The unity and different elements can be seen in the rainbow as compromised, as being composed of a projection of water and light as it ascends to the heavens when viewed from the earth. Pay attention, rainbow is also Antikorana, the rainbow bridge that leads man's Luciferian intellect and self-awareness, the manas, to ever higher divinity. Remember I talked about the New Age religion, the seven-step self-realization program or self-awareness program that is coming in Rome. If you think the Novus Ordo sacraments are bad and we hold them to be highly doubtful and to be avoided as true traditionalists or hardline traditionalists, just wait till you see what happens very soon. And just like the rainbow, this article says, Antikorana is unreachable through worldly manners and deeds. It eludes the one who tries to reach it through action, since it can be only approached through spiritual efforts. Pay attention. The seven foundational rays and colors of humanity are visible in the rainbow. Again, in mockery of the Catholic religion, seven, of course, being that number of perfection and completion. They, too, use seven foundational rays. They emanate from the original light and energy, manifesting just like they do in the human chakra system, right? The Kabbalah. However, when viewed from Earth, the colors appear upside down when compared to the chakra system, in which they traditionally begin from the bottom with red up to purple. However, this is not the case when viewed from above, as a rainbow then appears as a circle with its colors forming a halo, etc., etc. I'm going to kind of walk through some of the more important parts here. Traditionally, the rainbow has also been interpreted as the thunder god's bow. Jupiter, Indra, and Uko. Also, just as noted earlier, the rainbow is the bridge between Venus, Lucifer, Manas, the purest self-awareness to reach towards the middle point, the mutual source of existence between every living being. This is how these perverts think when they use the rainbow. So think about all those poor fools who put up the rainbow in the improper context that you know of, who call themselves Catholic. They're only serving Lucifer, and they don't even realize it, I think, the majority of them. The rainbow symbolizes the oneness of everything manifested and unmanifested. We even see this lingo now in the conciliar church, that we're all one. This is Maitreya verbiage. He's going to be the Antichrist. He talks about the oneness of humanity and bringing everyone together in solidarity and sharing, which is highly socialistic. Wake up, people. It expresses every one of the rays both together and separated, and especially those which are more important to human life, even though it's only a fraction of everything that exists. They are levels in which consciousness can traverse. How often do we hear this in the New Age circles about this Christ consciousness? And how wide is God's mercy? To properly understand God's mercy, we need to come at it from our perspective. Are you truly sorry for what you did? Are you contrite? And do you amend your life? Attempt to mend your life. If those two are not present, you're not being forgiven. It's what the church teaches, period. So I can't run around and be some murderer or rapist or whatever and just say, well, God's mercy covers me. No, it doesn't. I have to repent at my end. I have to change in accordance to truth. This is not what the New Age teaches. Everyone, except for real Catholics holding to the truth, have their share in this new age. Again, in the end, in summary, the rainbow expresses the quote-unquote light and oneness with Lucifer. So says the Luciferians themselves. Take a look at some of the pictures that we have seen cross social media over time, whether it's been the Cathedral of Orleans in France being desecrated with a homosexual rainbow. Awful lot of propaganda out there. I mean, there are a lot of festivals going on now. There's a rainbow serpent festival. Freaks running around half naked, kind of like Woodstock. And then take a look at World Youth Day. I'm sure they're going to start integrating that propaganda into the youth at some point. And it's very similar. This is an article I'm working on. The Catholic World Youth Day is very similar to the Luciferian Tomorrowland festivals, if you will. And I'm going to be drawing those comparisons in an article. But for those of you who are unaware of this, you can go to YouTube, search in like New Age Tomorrowland, and take a look at their festival. And you'll see all of the rainbows and occultic symbology. And the kids there dressed half naked is basically, you know, where you can go to smoke pot, drink and get drunk and have sex, basically, and worship Lucifer and listen to music. Across the Rainbow Bridge. Remember that song? Coming New Age, Spiritual Deception, and the Rainbow Masters of the Universe. Again, I highly encourage you all to read the ebook that I have on my website, or you can simply look it up on Google. Constance Cumby, who's been on my show before, and we talked a little bit about the New Age when she came on. But it's no secret, folks, when you study the works of New Agers like Alice Bailey, who's considered to be the queen of the occult herself, or Blavatsky, that a day is coming, so say themselves, very soon, when they believe that an ascended master savior is going to rise up out of perilous times, unlike ever before. Their works, their doctrines, and teachings were all directly influenced by, quote-unquote, spirits, as they openly admit, a practice called spirit channeling, which is among the Deuteronomy 18 practices, if you will, which has been condemned, obviously, by the church. Sorcery and witchcraft. We see all of this type of propaganda in the various movies that we're seeing coming out. And again, many of them are geared towards children. Harry Potter being one of them. X-Men. Avengers, even, you know, the videos that I watch, and again, I don't watch them for entertainment purposes, per se, but just to see the propaganda that's being put out to the public. Again, turning people away from God's truth in order that they would embrace these end time myths and fables by seducing spirits. And so if you're bombarded by this in the movies, if you're bombarded by this in the video games, if you're bombarded by this even with the propaganda coming from the conciliar church, how in the world do we stand a chance, let alone our kids? I mean, you have adults right now who are unable to differentiate between the true religion and the false Vatican II religion. How bad is it for our kids? Think about that. If the bishops can't get it right, do you think the little kids stand a chance? No, people are being prepped for this new civilization of love, as John Paul II called it. Now, in their writings, there's a biblical significance and mockery of the rainbow, of course, that we know to have already existed in Scripture. Genesis 9, 12 through 16, Exodus 13 through 21, Ezekiel 1, 26 through 28, Revelation 4, 1 through 3. To the homosexual agenda. So the homosexuals are utilizing the perverted context concept of the rainbow. There is also a very powerful spiritual significance to the transhumanist program and genetic modification that also relates to the Days of Lot news, if you will. This is going to continue to get worse and worse as we're seeing more and more companies being found out, like Pepsi, Nabisco, and Kraft, putting tissue of aborted fetuses in their products. Yes, these same practices, folks, were taking place a long time ago when children were being offered as a sacrifice to the altars of Molech, recorded in Deuteronomy 12, 31, Leviticus 18 through 21. It's happening over and over today at an alarming rate. So much going on that people do not understand. Have people heard of this new age Aquarius plan? In summary, let's kind of paint a picture to see if we can expose the lies. The new age is part of the old, if you will. It just has a different disguise, if you will. So we have myths, which certain people would have you believe are just made up fairy tales. We tell our children, but they are real, much like everything. We have to discern truth from it. So let's take a trip into the realm of the gods, and now we're specifically talking about Norse mythology. They are called all kinds of things, very similar to the ascended masters, the shining ones. So it's kind of interesting how the Norse mythology kind of interconnects with the Talmud and the Kabbalah and the New Age. They say that in their works that the angels are said to shine. Of course, we're not talking about the good angels here. We're talking about the fallen angels who decided to follow Lucifer. In this mythology of the Norse, we have the Bifrost, which is a burning rainbow bridge that reaches across dimensions. Some refer to it as Asbru. Now, this is very interesting because there is that movie Thor, which is out there, and I've watched all of them. As a matter of fact, I watched the last one to see what it was putting out to the public and the propaganda and see what, you know, the kids are churning up. And they have. They go over this over and over again, this rainbow bridge. Recall what I said concerning that connection between man's consciousness and Lucifer. Scholars propose that this bridge may have originally represented the Milky Way, and this totally makes sense. It is said the rainbow's bridge consists of three colors, has great strength, and is built with art and skill. It is told that the gods ride their horses across it. And this is where we start getting into the whole CERN thing about how they're trying to create this interdimensional bridge, so to speak, between the other side and our side. And this is where I believe CERN ties in with Catholic prophecy. As we know, many more devils and demons are already coming to this side, but during the 3 days of darkness, all hell is let loose. Even Father Malachi Martin warned about this unveiling, if you will. Now, what is being commonly called as UFOs or slash aliens is nothing more but demonic activity, fallen angels. And I do believe as time goes on, this unveiling will get to the point to where we'll practically see these things on a daily basis with our own eyes. And at a certain point, as you know, with the 3 days of darkness, it is told that you're going to need to be inside. It would simply not be safe for you to be outside. So I know there's a lot of you that like to travel and you like to go to and fro, but for a variety of reasons, you better start preparing your home and getting used to staying in your home. Because it's going to get very nutty. I told you we're going from diabolical disorientation. It's just a flat-out twilight zone. And again, NASA just released their recent information on Thursday suggesting, you know, there's life on Mars, organic material, and yada, yada, yada. We're going to hear more and more of this propaganda. You're going to see more and more videos of purported UFOs, you know, in the sky. They have to get people prepared for this, in my opinion. A phony alien invasion will be a good cop, bad cop situation. Bad aliens are here. The quote-unquote good aliens will come to save humanity, and this is why they throw these propaganda movies out there, like X-Men, like the Avengers. They're here to save the day, when in reality, they're only deceiving us. There are no good aliens. The fallen ones, the shining ones. What about cosmic bridges, according to the New Age? Is this an interstellar wormhole, a stargate, a portal? They cruise in their ships, so to speak, right? Valhalla is a place where this bridge leads to. This is according to, again, how the New Agers think, not how we think. I don't want to get too much more into the Norse mythology. I guess the basic point is to know how it is connected to the Talmud, and ultimately how it's connected to the New Age. You just need to know that a lot of these movies coming out, such as Thor and the Avengers, it ties in with all of this nonsense. Because the Rainbow Bridge, in reality, folks, is a tunnel to hell. It's not to your higher consciousness. And this ties in also with evolution. Darwinism. That man needs to evolve over time, which the Catholic Church has condemned. God assuredly gave us a rainbow as a covenant for the great deluge and the promise to never repeat it. And most people who know anything about the evil supernatural know that they duplicated everything of God and they tried to twist it. And so it goes for the rainbow. The New Age uses rainbows to signify their building of a rainbow bridge between man and Lucifer. The esoteric New Agers are riding in a ship that can't be sailed, folks. But is this a regular ship? A ship can be construed as one on the water for the sea. And this is why this ties in. This is why the UFOs slash aliens ties in with this Rainbow Bridge. This is why I told you they used those two kind of like alien looking creatures during the 2012 Olympics that seemingly were coming from the other side, kind of flowing down on a rainbow bridge. I don't really recall them coming out of a UFO. I have to go back and look at some of the videos, but perhaps they did. I'm going to attach the article that I wrote here from a few years ago so that you can, you know, read it for yourself in further detail, because it's quite important for you to know how the enemy thinks so that you can explain it thoroughly in refuting it to perhaps, whether it's someone in the conciliar church, one of your friends, one of your family members. And again, it's very scary times that we live in with our youth being bombarded and having access to all these different channels of fables and myths, whether it's on their computers or on their TVs or on their phones. It's very, very difficult to keep people in a proper Catholic state of mind, if you will, to keep them in the true religion. How many Catholics do you know, for example, quote-unquote Catholics, have fallen for yoga? And they think, well, I just do it for exercise, not even really fully realizing how demonic it is. It's not a joke, folks. We have to keep ourselves separated from the false light. What about the rainbow as it pertains to Freemasonry? In a section entitled in this article that I have, it's called Sex at the End of the Masonic Rainbow. So we have a Masonic author, George Oliver, who states this: it is remarkable that in all the ancient systems of mythology, we have what is called the male generative principle, or the phallus, was uniformly symbolized by a point within a circle. This emblem was placed by the Scandinavian priests and poets on the central summit of a rainbow, which was fabled to be a bridge leading from Earth, the Earth representative of the female body parts, up into heaven, which was the phallus. So a connectivity there between heaven and Earth, the Rainbow Bridge. Again, this is according to Freemasonry. This was written in a book, The Mysteries of Osiris, or Ancient Egyptian Initiation, page 185. Now, Tex Mars has this to say concerning the rainbow, concerning the sexual symbology of the rainbow, continuing on with what we already talked about with Freemasonry. Again, because Freemasonry and the Kabbalah have a connectivity there. In the ancient Jewish Kabbalah, mystic rabbis taught that the rainbow symbolized a sexual rite. The bow of the rainbow was supposedly the phallus of the male god and descended into the kingdom of the womb, or the queen or the goddess, just as I just mentioned, into the earth. This union was said to create immense divine powers. Again, this is in Tex Mars' books, one of his books, Mystery Mark of the New Age, page 97. Again, the rainbow symbolizing a sexualized rite. And when we go back, and in my knowledge of the Antichrist, we obviously know that the Antichrist is going to be a Jew. He's going to come from the tribe of Dan, so say the church fathers. And if you go and search and look for some of his seals, which can be found, the tribe of Dan, which coincidentally is that what people think is the Star of David, which it is not. It's the Seal of Solomon. It ties in with Freemasonry and the occult and everything that we've been talking about today. It has nothing to do with the Star of David. But anyway, there is one of his seals in which it's rainbow colored, basically, and having the serpent, the rainbow serpent, as so many authors have denoted. Again, I encourage you all to get the book Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, the New Age Movement of Our Coming Age of Barbarism. And again, it ties in, we really didn't even talk about the whole ecumenical aspect of this, but you should have enough sense to see right now what's going on in the conciliar church and how it's trying to bring everyone together in oneness. We're all one. Lutherans hold the hold the faith of Jesus, as Cardinal Parolin had said in the past year or so. He, of course, is one of the main puppets between the Lutherans and the quote-unquote Catholics and their dialogue. Got to get out of these churches, folks. I don't care if you know the same amount of information I do. If you're going into these churches on Sunday, you're committing mortal sin. Maybe you don't realize that, which would make it not mortal sin now, but you should know at this point. You cannot be communing with these folks who are displeasing Jesus. Doesn't matter how pious it looks. Doesn't matter how reverent the quote-unquote mass is said. You pull aside one of these priests, you start talking doctrine with them, and after 5 to 10 minutes, you realize that this priest is so far removed from the Catholic faith. So what are you doing there? Quit playing games with your soul. You're not getting anything out of it. You're not getting grace out of what you think you're getting it out of the new rites, out of the new mass. You're not getting grace. I hate to burst your bubble. In the end, folks, I just wanted to do a video today because there's just so much information coming out on a daily basis as it relates to Days of a Lot News, the transgender agenda, pedophilia, I mean, just everything. Just transvestites. I mean, it's just the world is getting so perverted. One of the latest stories was that 17-year-old girl who I think it was LifeSite News that reported it. She was a transgender. She's a YouTube star, I believe. She was slated to cut off her genitalia on the anniversary of the gay marriage ruling. This is a 17-year-old who's now being celebrated as some type of celebrity figure now for that whole perverted world. And this is where it's headed, folks. Again, our Lord warned that as we progress and things get worse in these end times, that you are going to have to stay even more rigid and disciplined in your faith because of all of the perversion that's around us. So the more gadgets and gadgets you have, the more you stay connected to them, the more apt you are to be taken in by the perversion. And the same applies to the conciliar church. The more you play pussyfoot, if you will, with the conciliar church and think, well, I'm going to hang around, maybe they'll come around, this or that, you're endangering your own soul. You're going to end up like those people. Sin of presumption. You think you're going to go in there and you know, this is why Archbishop Lefebvre said, he said it was a ridiculous notion to think that the society would go into the conciliar church and change it. And this is what you find so prevalent in the pseudo-trad circles. They actually think they're making an impact when, first of all, in the very least, they're compromising, but many of them are just material heretics, so they're not bringing the truth into the situation regardless. But it's an absolute, it's foolishness. And again, I'm not saying to go out there and try to attempt to convert, but I'm saying going inside those buildings and communing with these individuals. You cannot publicly worship with these people. Because you're basically saying to God, I believe in what these people believe in. I believe in what this priest is saying. And of course, they stand behind Vatican II. That is what you're showing and demonstrating to God. Please, God, in order to do that, you have to keep yourself separate from these heretical churches. Period. Even if that means you have to stay home on Sundays. Better please God staying home on Sundays. And this, what's so interesting about that is you've got Father Bill Peckman, I think was his name, some heretic Novus Ordo priest coming out in one of his articles in the last 48 hours talking about, you know, quit blaming Vatican II. It's just a cop-out answer. Now, how about you get your act together? You're the very reason why we're going to be chastised, people like you. Because of what you're doing, because of your cop-out answers, because you keep sweeping things under the rug, because you keep promoting the new religion, calling it Catholic. You're the cop-out. And when God's justice starts raining down, I'll be pointing the finger at people like Father Bill Peckman. And these types of people, they're going to hate it. Too bad. Get over it. Time to get your act together. St. Athanasius says in close, but what is also to the point, let us note that the very tradition, teaching, and faith of the Catholic Church from the very beginning was preached by the apostles and preserved by the fathers On this the church was founded. And if anyone departs from this, he neither is, no longer ought be called a Christian. When you separate yourself from tradition, St. Athanasius is saying you should be deprived of being called a Christian. What can we say of the conciliar church? Are these people truly Christian in what they believe in? Recall what one of the bishops of the society said, Tissier. It is just a giant Gnostic sect. It truly is. Modernism, Gnosticism, we've got phenomenology, subjectivism, socialism. I mean, it's a whole lot of isms, but it's not Catholicism. Of course, under the modernist heading, if you will, because it's the synthesis of all heresies, modernism, you have all these other isms. It's everything thrown in our face. And that's what's so scary, is that the majority can't see that. The majority who identify, self-identify as Catholics, don't see what they're following is something new or alien altogether. That is frightening. That's how you know when the false light of Lucifer is prevailing in the world. And most people who identify themselves as Catholic think it's truly ludicrous that I would say that the Antichrist and false prophet may be 5+ years or so away, maybe even a little sooner. What's going to happen when this does happen and these people, what kind of excuse can they give at this point? When the same very principles which are being taught at Vatican II basically overlay and move on into the formalized one world religion. Will these people lose the faith altogether and just say, I've been lied to for my whole adult life. I'm done with religion altogether. I'm done with being called a Catholic. A lot of these people, that's what's going to happen. Even Father Malachi Martin alluded to that. That's one of the reasons why he said he didn't even want to have to recant what the real third secret of Fatima detailed. Because many people would just lose it. They would realize that they were being lied to. And you are being lied to if you're following Vatican II. You're on the highway to hell, as that one, whatever, was it AC/DC? Sung it. Objectively speaking, the Novus Ordo highway is leading people to hell. It is a rainbow bridge. I should do an article on that. The Novus Ordo is a rainbow bridge in the improper sense, leading people to Lucifer. It's leading them to the New Age religion. But of course, we know we have the Blessed Virgin Mary who intercedes for the remnant, who is going to help protect and preserve Christians in these times, albeit few in the proper context and sense. And there will be another glorious period, if you will, for the church. We will be protected and preserved. My good friends, I hope you all continue to stay tuned into Tradcat Night material. I appreciate you tuning in today. Again, check into the website, tradcatnight.blogspot.com daily. This is an information war, folks. I can't say this enough. For those of you who have not gotten into this information war, every $10 helps. If you can get behind this apostolate, even donating $10 a month on the regular, it would be highly appreciative. Again, I can't thank you all enough for standing behind this apostolate, both through your prayers, with getting information out there. Again, pay attention, no attention to the noise. And obviously, I have a lot of enemies based upon what I am saying, and many people just will run to this argument or that, trying to defame or slander my own name to get people to stay away from me. It hasn't worked for the past 4 years or 5 years that they've been saying so, folks. We've never been more larger. We've never been more growing. So I don't know why some people will actually fall for that propaganda when we're doing just fine and we're doing quite well. I mean, we're doing the best we've ever been at Tradcat Night. So again, folks, click that PayPal button, get behind this apostolate, look for further podcasts for this week. I'll let you know about radio shows this weekend, and we'll take it from there. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day,
what is being identified as truth no longer is truth. Hiding behind the argument of the conciliarists, well, we have the authority, you have to listen. No, that's not how it works at all. We know from what the church has to say concerning heretics, we are to admonish them and do so publicly. And then we also have to keep our distance. Basically, pick up our sandals, walk away from their door and say, sorry. And then ultimately, it's left up to God. Now, it's getting to such a point where God is going to allow just unimaginable sufferings in the world to purify the world, but then also to get rid of all the evil. Basically, and that includes heretics. Again, most people who identify themselves as Catholics are not going through this great storm ahead. That's just a reality. And so we have to keep our salvation in front of us, before us. Wake up each day saying over to yourself, I might not make it to lunch. And then if you get to lunch, say, I might not make it to dinner. And if you get to dinner, wake, after dinner, after blessing your food and giving thanks, say, I might not make it to tomorrow morning in the evening time. This is how you have to live going forward. There's so much poison out there on the TVs, on the computers, everywhere, on billboards, in the conciliar church, amongst your friends. I mean, you could probably go into your local community and after 30 minutes of having, some type of attempted theological discussion, you'll probably hear a half a dozen heresies. And most people probably won't even pick up on it. Obviously, the people in Novus Ordo don't because they think it's the truth when it's not. But you understand what I'm saying. I mean, there's just perversion. There's heresy. We're swimming in a swamp and cesspool of sin and lies. That's all that this world is, truly. So let's continue to look forward to the next world and not this world. Our bridge, if you want to say it, our quote-unquote rainbow bridge at this point needs to be the Immaculate Heart. It's that umbilical cord, which I wrote about last week, between the Sacred Heart and our hearts. If we want to get to our end, right? Our source and end, who is Jesus Christ, who is our King, which is His Sacred Heart, we're going to have to cross that rainbow bridge in the proper sense, which is the Immaculate Heart. We have to live inside her womb, so to speak, so that she can carry us out of this world. So let's be stronger in Our Lady. Let's continue to study, continue to read good spiritual readings, Imitation of Christ, Imitation of the Sacred Heart. Read your pre-Vatican II encyclicals, pre-Vatican II councils. Keep the faith. Avoid Vatican II. Continue to go out in your own communities and talk and help people understand why they're wrong or this or that. But commune with no. God Himself will have to unfortunately close down these churches very soon and be a mass kill off of priests because people just don't want to get it right. So pray for people like Father Bill Peckman who don't get it, who don't see clearly. It's not beyond God's mercy if we pray enough for him to truly have the cataracts removed over his inner spiritual eyes so that he can see clearly that what he is following is not the Catholic religion at all. My good friends, until next time, keep me in prayer, stay safe, God bless, Ave Maria.